先跟大家分享一个小小的心得哈。我已经很多年来都习惯早上晨读。那今天早上呢，我在读《法华经》的时候，读到那个化成玉品，我想菩萨有上过《法华经》哈，你还记得化成玉品吗？记得，好 ，OK， 好，那我们就来复习一下了。好，化成玉品后面有一段偈颂，偈颂就是讲说那个他不是大家就是需要修行过程。觉得很疲倦吗？哦 ，OK， 好，他就有个偈颂讲说，他说：“众人皆疲倦，而白导师言，记得吗？我等今顿法，于此欲退还。导师作师言：此辈甚可悯，如何欲退还而失大珍宝？这段你还记得吗？不记得了。好，我们先翻吧。好
，So first of all, I would like to share with you something that I read this morning. I have a habit of reading sutras in the morning. Do you still remember the Lotus Sutra, Chapter 7, the a petrol city? There were a few lines in the end which says, people address the leader saying, we're all now totally exhausted, we want to turn back from here. The leader thinks, these people are really to be pitied. How could they possibly want to return and lose a great treasure.
好，后面还有一段偈颂讲说，寻时施方便，当设神通力，化作大成锅，庄严诸色宅，周匝有园林，渠流及浴池，重门皆楼阁，男女皆充满，即作是化矣，为众言物具，汝等入此城，各可随所乐。听起来有点陌生哦。OK, 好。
So he immediately thinks of skillful means and how he should now use his transcendent powers, and he makes a great attractional city with houses adorned, surrounded with gardens, moats, and ponds. There are modified gates and tall towers, and it is full of men and women.When the abstraction is complete, he immediately consoles the people, saying, Do not be afraid. When you enter the city, you can each do as you please.
这段文字里面其实我最印象最深刻谈到什么？谈到一个化成里面，他说这个男女皆充满。这个男女呢，可能不是进来的那些人，而是当初他化成化出来的时候，就有很多男男女在里面了。所以我突然想到说，哇，那这样子，我们这个娑婆世界不就是一个化成吗？这些男男女女不就是这样充满的吗？就是化出来的、啊。所以我突然想到说，哇，原来这世界的一切，包括男男女女、人啊、事啊、物啊，一切都是成就自己、成就彼此修行的这个幻象。这个幻象就是实相，所以当下就非常的欢喜。
So I suddenly realized, oh, that everything, including men and women, and all things, all phenomena, were illusions just for achievement of my practice. And the illusion is the reality. And I felt very joy. I felt joyful at that moment.
所以经常就非常欢喜说，哇，原来一切都是幻象。它就是在成就修行的。那这样的话，你对周遭的事物，其实你就不会太在意。这些东西都是幻象嘛。所谓什么叫幻象？幻就是因缘所生化呀。就是或是甚至就是化出来的、啊。甚至于极乐世界是不是化成，是不是化的，也是啊，就是化的，一切都是幻化。你只要了解这一切的时候，你对世间一切你不会那么执着，你不会觉得一定要怎么样一定要怎么样，这都是幻化的。你就是为了成就我们的修行而已，成就彼此有缘的人来修行而已。
So if you can understand all phenomena are illusionary and they're allcondition arising, then you won't grasp everything, you won't attach to things, and you would let it go, and you would understand all these illusions are there just for achievement of your own enlightenment.
这样的话，对于今生当生的成就，不管是名利财位的成就，甚至于今生身体的病痛，你还会很在乎吗？这些都是幻化的，这些都是幻象，只是为了来成就我们。成就我们什么？成就修行，成就这个色身当中来修行的。 要是你懂了这个东西之后，你对色身的这些病痛，你就知道它只是为了成就自己而已。这样的话，你不会那么直取，不会把一个小小的病痛换成化成非常大非常大，甚至把你的生所有的名利财位，把它看得这么重。这一切都是幻想，其实也就是实相。
So if you understand this, you would understand that all phenomena, including fame, power, pains, all kinds of problems with your bodies, those are all just illusions, and you won't attach to those, you won't grasp in those. And then you would realize all the phenomena that exist just for your own realization.
好，这是我今天早上的感觉，其实非常欢喜。我不晓得你们是不是觉得很欢喜。
So this is what I realized this morning. I just want to share with you my joy.
好，我们回来看华严经哈。华严经，释迦牟尼佛在菩提树下成道之后，开始的三七日就是三个七，好，二十一天说华严经。华严经说的时候有九个地方，九处，可是七处有九会，有九次的法会在讲华严经。那在佛教里面，我们谈到说，在佛教里面有三部很重要的经典，一部是《楞严经》，一部是《法华经》，一部是《华严经》。我们讲说那个《楞严经》叫大佛顶首嘛，哈，对不对？所以讲说意思说，假设你能够明白《楞严经》的话，就表示明白佛的头顶。但是《法华经》呢？《法华经》告诉我们，众生可以成佛，有佛性，就好像这个主要的这个躯干。就是你能够融会贯通华严经的话，华严经就是讲佛的全身跟佛的智慧全部都明白了，所以华严经是一部非常重要的经典。
So, let's return to the sutra itself. So, we know Buddha preached on this sutra when after he got enlightened under the Bodhi tree. So after he got enlightened on the Bodhi tree, the first 3 and 7 days, he talked about this sutra. And there were three important sutras. First one is Isharagama Sutra, which is like the crown of the Buddha. It's very important. And second sutra is the Lotus Sutra, which talks about every sentient being has a Buddha nature. So it's like the Buddha's body. But this is not complete yet. If you can understand this sutra, then you would understand the Buddha's whole body and all wisdom. And Buddha talked about this sutra at 7 places and 9 congregations.
其实我们知道华严经其实它是一个非常大的经，现在我们真的被翻译的其实很小一小一部分嘛。那根据这个清凉国师他的科判讲说，他做过整个华严经，他还可以把它分成序分、正中分跟流通分三个部分。他说前面的五卷，卷一到卷五是所谓的序分，然后卷六到中间的55卷半，其实就到60卷半，这个地方是属于正中分。那60卷后面是属于流通分。其实我们现在来讲的入华界品，就属于流通分的部分。
So this flower dormant sutra, it can be divided into 3 parts. So the first part is the first 5 chapters is like the guiding part. The first 5 volumes are it's like a summary.
The main part, yeah. 流通分好，可以这样讲。要怎么去练习？怎么去 spray？ 对。
Okay. Oh yeah. So the first part is the first 5 volumes talks about the introduction part, introductionary. The second part is the main body of the sutra, which includes the 55 volumes, and the last part is about guidance on spreading this sutra.
那我们现在讲这个入法界品就是属于流通分的部分。
So the chapter we're talking about now is in the last part is spreading the dharma.
好，那我想我们前面已经分享过二十几位的这个善知识 的, 的, 的故事了哈，有很多很多不可思议的东西哈。我们现在讲一个故事哈，在印度呢，那时候有一对的兄弟叫做吴卓跟世亲，你想听过吧？他非常有名，对吗？是。那这个弟弟啊，这个世亲菩萨从小就是学习小圣教法。那这个哥哥呢，吴卓他是学大圣的，然后可是这个弟弟是非常聪明，非常聪明的。那可是他学小圣，那哥哥就想说，我要帮弟弟怎么样来修大圣法。他想出一个方便的法门，我们讲的方便法哈。这哥哥有一天就装生病，然后就弟弟就来探病了。然后这哥哥就跟弟弟讲说，他说我现在快要死了，他说你能不能帮我送一部大圣经啊？这样子，弟弟本来不愿意，因为弟弟讲说我都是学小圣的，你现在叫我送大圣经，我不会啊。就哥哥就千拜托万拜托，就弟弟就好，就帮他送到华严经，一送到华严经的时候，哇，这华严经越读越殊胜，越不可思议，他才知道说，哇，原来华严的境界是妙不可言。他就知道说，哇，原来我以前错了，他以前还甚至写过文章来批评大乘佛法，对吗？就他就知道自己错了，就要拿刀子来割到自己的舌头。他说，我曾经用我的舌头毁谤大乘法，而且赞叹小乘法，他说我要割我的舌头来赔罪。就哥哥就跟他讲说，你不要这样子。他说，其实你应该用同样一个舌头来赞叹大乘佛法。就事情就非常的欢喜，之后他就入山去学华严经，一学了之后，他写了一部论叫做《十地论》，就专门在写讨论这个华严经的。当这个《十地论》写完成的时候，大地六变震动，好，而且他口放光芒。这个时候呢，这个国王就跑来问他说：“哎呀，你是不是已经修得阿罗汉果了？”他说：“不是的，是因为我年轻的时候，我用我的舌头。”我赞叹小圣法，毁谤大圣法。现在我改学华严经之后，我写了一部《十地论》。因为《十地论》完成之后，大地震动，口放光芒，并不是我证果的。好，那这国王讲说：“哇，原来华严经这么样的殊胜。”
So I don't know if you have heard the story before. So back in India, there were two brothers who were practicing Dharma, learning Dharma, and The younger brother followed the small vehicle method, and the elder brother followed the great vehicle. So the younger brother was very smart, very intelligent, and his elder brother always help him to learn the great vehicle. But eventually he thought of use skillful means to do that. So he pretended he was very sick and asked his younger brother to come over to visit him. And after the younger brother came, the elder brother said, "Well, I'm about to die. So could you do me a favor and recite, a classic sutra of the great vehicle?" So in the beginning, the young brother was not willing to do that because he followed the small vehicle. But then since his brother is dying, so he said, okay, I'll do that. And so he read the Flower Dormant Sutra, recited the Flower Dormant Sutra. But the more he read about it, the more he felt it was inconceivable. It was so wonderful. Just like the sun that's illuminating everything. So at that moment, he knew. So at that moment, he knew he was wrong. He had criticized the great vehicle before. So at that time, he felt remorse. He felt very bad. He wanted to cut off his tongue since he had criticized great vehicle before. Then his elder brother said, "Oh, don't do that. Why would you do that? You could use your tongue to praise sutras, classics of great vehicle." And the younger brother heard about this, said, "Yeah, it makes sense." And then he went into mountains to read this Flower Dormant Sutra. And after that, he studied it and wrote a treatise on 10 grounds. So when he finished that treatise, there were 6 quakes, his mouth was coming out light. So the king at that time was surprised and came over to him saying, did you reach Arhat fruition? The younger brother said, no, it's not because I reached Arhat. It's because I, when I was young, I followed small vehicle and criticized a great vehicle. But now I started this Flower Dormant Sutra and wrote this treatise on 10 grounds. That's why there were 6 quakes and there was light coming out of my mouth. It's not because I reached Arhatship. So at that time, the king praised, say, wow, a Flower Dormant Sutra is really wonderful.
好，所以华严经是真的非常殊胜哈。再有一个故事讲什么？我们知道这个八十华严，华严经有三种嘛哈，六十华严、八十华严跟四十华严。那这个八十华严是唐朝的，有一位叫十叉难陀所翻译的。那当然卷八十一是般若三藏。OK， 好。那当这个十叉难陀他把这个华严经翻成中文的时候呢，那这个贤首法师就开始讲解。他一开始讲到这个华藏世界那个殊胜庄严像的时候。整个讲堂就大地震动，你们有没有感到大地震动？我们都开始没有感觉到。好，他说当初他翻译的时候，他翻完的时候，这个唐朝那时候皇帝是武则天呐，武则天就梦见天降甘露，就隔天呢真的天降甘露，所以表示说这个翻译这个华严经是非常非常的殊胜，所以当这个贤首法师讲这个经的时候。也非常的殊胜，所以这个武则天皇帝就写一个偈颂来赞叹这个十叉难陀，他来翻译华严经，所以你知道华严经其实是非常殊胜的。
So we know there are different versions of Flower Dormant Sutra, and there one version has 80 volumes, and So the translator of that version is from the Tang Dynasty, called Master Xian Shou.
Shi Cha Nan Tuo.
Okay. So the translator of that version is Master Shi Cha. He translated that version into Chinese, and Master Xian Shou was lecturing on that. And one time when he was lecturing that. The whole hall felt the 6 quakes. And at that time, the emperor was, the female emperor, Wu Zetian, and she had a dream, it was raining in her dream. It's supposed to be a good dream, so show the sutra is very important.
所以隔天真的是天降甘露了，所以表示华严经是非常的殊胜，不可思议的。
Because she had such a dream, and the next day it indeed was raining, so show this sutra was inconceivable.
我不晓得你每次都来听这个华严经，听回去有没有什么不可思议的境界出现
？I don't know. Each time you came over here to hear my talk, do you notice any inconceivable things happening?
有吗？你们是微笑代表什么
？So you guys are all smiling. What does that mean?
好好，我们回来讲。上一个礼拜呢，我们讲到参访第21位善知识，哈、哦，他的名字就是闻香悟道的所谓青莲花长者。我不知道你还记得吗？这个青莲花长者呢，他了解一切的香，也知道调和一切香的方法，同时他也知道众生啊、天龙八部的需求。然后他当然事实是得用这个香来调和众生、教化众生。可是我就有一个问题说，哎呀，这个青莲花长者呢，他有因缘可以。闻到各种香的这样的能力齁。甚至于这个从有形的香到无形修行的香都闻到，对不对？我们上次谈到嘛齁。那我们可不可能有这样的能力？
所
以有没有这样的问题？
So the last Guno Advisor, we were talking about the perfumer, Elder Yutapalabhuti.So that Guno Advisor had the ability to smell all kinds of fragrance, and He understands the fragrance and knows how to make the, each kind of fragrance. And he understands the needs of all sentient beings, including human, non-humans, and how to cure disease, how to help heal disease, and how to get rid of evils. And he can use different fragrance to help teach all sentient beings. So I have a question. I don't know if you have the same question. So we are not that good knowing advisor. So is that possible we can smell all kinds of fragrance as well?
你们点头哦，来告诉我，那什么方法你们闻过吗？
Some people are nodding, so.
无限的香，好。要太 OK， 来，连美，你闻到什么香？哦，你看到佛菩萨过来过，是不是？哦，
好。So we have different kinds of answers. So first, some people shared if you, well, one way we can say we smell the fragrance is we understand the sutra, we understand what the Fashi was talking about, and we feel very joyful. And the other, some people shared, we can feel the compassion from Fashi, that type of smell, that type of fragrance. And, also some, people share with us, actually, we literally can smell some nice fragrance when we practice diligently, in a congregation or something like that.
你们都读过华华经哈，华华经里面谈到一个法师功德品，谈到鼻根有多少功德？鼻根有八百功德。这个八百功德上，他讲说，他说常精进啊，若善男子、善女人，受持四经，若读、若诵、若解说、若书写，成就八百笔功德，以是清净鼻根，可以闻到三千大千世界的上下内外种种的诸香，还有呢千万种和合香、众生之香、草木丛林香、诸天的香味、诸天生香，还有刀立天诸天说法香，还有等等等等香，还包括你可以闻到声闻香、辟支佛香、菩萨香、诸佛神像。所以只要精进诵持华严经，也就有这样的功德。
So in chapter 19 of the Lotus Sutra, it says, if good man, good woman, if you practice diligently, if you uphold this sutra, recite this sutra, expounding on this sutra, then you will achieve the pure faculty of the nose and will be able to smell all kinds of fragrance both within and beyond this great manifold cosmos, and such as fragrance of Sumana, Sujata, Malika, Patla flowers, and red, blue, and white lotus flowers, and all kinds of sandalwood, Tarragara wood aromas, thousands of myriads of sorts of fragrance of blended incense. Those who preserve this sutra will be able to distinguish all of this fragrance while remaining in a single place.
的 scent of the sentient beings.
And they will be able to distinguish the scents of sentient beings such as elephants, horse, cows, sheep, men and women, boys and girls, etc. They will also be able to distinguish all kinds of scents.
好，到最后两段，他可以闻到声闻香、辟支佛香、菩萨香、佛香，对，这个都是有的。
Right. And they can also smell from afar the fragrance of Shravakas, Pratabuddhas, Bodhisattvas, Buddhas, and know where they are. Although they can smell all this fragrance, their faculty of smell will not be harmed or misled. And if they want to discriminate and explain this different fragrance to others, they remember them without error.
所以只要你吃好华经，我们就有八百鼻功德，你就可以闻到各种香味了。他闻到这个香味包括什么？众生香，欸，一切众生的香，包括人啊、动物啊、天啊、人，这个香味都闻得到。其实重点都不是这个这种有形的香味，而是闻到是闻到那个修行无形的香味，这是持经的功德。
So the merits of upholding the Lotus Sutra is that you can smell all kinds of fragrance, smells, all kinds of scents, scent from humans, from non-humans.From Bodhisattvas, Buddhas. But of course, this is not the most important thing. The most important thing is you can smell, you can smell the scent of practice.
我想你们上过我几个学期的课，哦，你知道我的课一定是这样，我绝对不甘心，这是佛菩萨，甚至是你们的境界，我希望我们可以用啊，我们希望我们自己身上可以用。所以我为什么要回来讲这个东西，就是表示说其实我们可以的。不是只是我们现在听别人的故事，而是告诉大家说，这个修行是当下我们用，我们只要修行就有这样的功德出来，就有这样的能力出来。
So, no, by far you have heard a lot of lectures given by me, and I always emphasize that we do not just do intellectual learning and think, oh, only Bodhisattvas and Buddha can do that.Actually, I always emphasize if we practice right away, we practice right now, we can achieve that as well.
所以修行重要，这个解跟行要同时并重啊。听闻佛法只是解，可是要行，透过行当中去了解解，去印证解，所以这解行要并重的。
So I always saying, starting a sutra and practicing on it are both very important. So not only should, you know,Read the sutra, understand it, but you also need to practice on that.
好，接着我们来往下来看，今天的采访是第22位善知识，叫做婆斯罗传师，是一个传，就是 ship, 好，传的人，好，传师。好，那这个善财童子呢，就离开21善知识往下他走，一直往下走。他路当中呢，他道路上看到道路上有高高低低啊，有安全啊，有危险啊，甚至有看到干净秽，有看到清净，有污秽的地方，甚至看到有直的、弯曲等等这个世间的现象都看到了。但是他想，哇，这个善知识，我采访这个21位善知识当中呢，他慢慢认为清净说，其实我清净善知识是因为清净这个善知识，它是帮助我修行的一切因，让我的修行这个般若蜜法的因。甚至于让我能够证入法界无碍的因，最后能够让我达到一切智慧的因，所以善知识是非常重要的。
So, let's come back to the sutra. Sudana went on to visit the next good knowing advisor, who is Marina Vera. So on the way to the next good knowing advisor, Sudana observed where the road.Was variously low and high, even and uneven, dusty and dust-free, safe and perilous, impassable and unobstructed, crooked and straight. As he went along, he thought, my going to that good knowing advisor will be a means of accomplishment of the path of enlightening beings, a means of accomplishment of the path of knowledge to assist the sentient beings.It will be a means of accomplishment of the path of transcendence, a means of accomplishment of the path of knowledge to assist sentient beings. It will become a means of stopping all beings from falling into attachment and rejection, arrogance, a means of turning all beings away from bad inclinations, a means of ridding all beings of the dust of afflictions. So visiting good knowing advisor is really very important.
好，就他往下走，一直往下走，走到一个城镇，就是叫楼阁城。他就发现这个船师啊，在这个楼阁城的外面，靠近海边的地方，海岸旁边那个地方，那个时候就有非常多的商人就围在这个船师的旁边，听他说什么，他还讲一个法门叫做大海的法门，大海的法门，海。我后来想想，这个大海的法门讲什么？比如他讲说，怎么样行船啊？这个船怎么行船啊？这个潮汐啊，潮海水潮汐啊，还有船的性质啊， 水性啊、风性啊，甚至我上去看，嗯，应该还有什么天象啊、气象啊，还有通讯啊等等这么东西。同时，它方便的开示佛的功德法门。
So when he got there, he saw the Gunung Advisor surrounded by hundreds of thousands of merchants and hundreds of thousands of other people who wished to hear him talk, explaining to them the oceans of virtues of Buddhas by talking about the ocean. So I was thinking what he would talk about the ocean, could talk about the weather and how to navigate in the ocean, all kinds of knowledge, and also including, and then channeled into the Buddha Dharma.
这个时候，这个善财童子看到这位传世的时候，他就向前跟他问讯顶礼，然后又绕之后，他就合掌说：“大圣啊，他说我已经发无上正等正觉的心，但是我不知道怎么样来行菩萨道，怎么样修菩萨行。”
So Sudana went up to the Gunung Advisor, paid his respects, and said, Noble one, I have given rise to this Bodhi mind, but I do not know how to practice. Could you please teach me?
那这个时候，这个传师就赞叹，他说：“哎呀，这个善财，你是善男子。”他说：“你已经能够发无上正等正觉的心，现在你又能够问了几个问？他其实他只问了一个问题，可是他把分成了几个。他说：你能够问生大智慧的方法，断除一切生死痛苦的方法。”然后怎么样能够达到一切智慧的大宝舟的方法，成就不坏大圣佛法的因，你能够远离恶圣的声闻缘觉，畏惧生死，能够住在一切极尽三昧的当中，甚至你发愿要乘大愿的车到一切处来行菩萨行，然后甚至呢，你要行菩萨行来庄严一切清净道因。他说你能够去入一切智慧海的清净道因。他说善男子啊，我的方法呢叫做菩萨大悲床行门。
So the Gunung Advisor praised Sudana and said, "It is good that you aspire to the supreme perfect enlightenment and ask about the means of attaining such great knowledge, about the cause of the various mysteries of mundane world." About the means of arriving at island or wisdom, about the means of producing the indestructible vehicles of universal salvation, about the means of attaining the path leading away from the danger of falling into the state of individual liberation, about the source of path of knowledge of the way to attain all kinds of tranquil samadhi, about the source of unobstructed paths of vows carrying practice of enlightened beings, which goes everywhere, about the means of development and purification of the past guided by the nature of enlightened practice, adorned with all waves of energy, and the means of development and purification of the past into the ocean of all wisdom. So my Dharma method is called purifying enlightening practice characterized by great compassion.
他说：“你知道吗？我是观察这个阎浮提里面的这些众生啊，是这些贫穷众生。这个贫穷不一定是财很贫穷啊，贫穷他用两个比较贫穷众生。我为了要帮助他们呢，修种种的苦恨呢，我随顺他们的愿望，让他们得到满足。”他说：“首先呢，我用世间的物质来满足他们的愿望，然后呢，我用佛法来跟他们分享，让他们得到欢喜。这就是我们想的说。”先与义勾牵，后令入佛智嘛，哈，对。然后呢，我令他们修种种的福报，再来呢，我让他们升起智慧的法门，增长善根，发起菩提心，然后呢，发起坚固的大悲心的力量，修行能够断灭生死的方法，能够出离断灭生死的方法之外呢，我让他们出离不厌生死，听懂不厌生死吗？出离生死之后，能够不厌生死。另外呢，我还摄受一切苦恼的众生，然后呢修行一切功德智慧大海，然后造至一切诸佛的法海，见到一切诸佛的大海，我用这种种的方法种种思维来利益一切的苦恼众生。
So the Gunung Advisor said, observing those on this continent who are poor, I practice such spiritual exercise as well, cause their wishes to be fulfilled. I will take care of their mundane needs first, and I will satisfy them with spiritual enjoyments. I will teach them way to accumulate virtue. I will force knowledge in them. I will promote the growth of power of the roots of goodness. I will inspire them to seek enlightenment. I will purify their aspiration for enlightenment. I will firmly establish their power of great compassion. I will get them to extinguish the miseries of mundane world. I will firmly establish their power to act in the mundane world without tiring. And I will get them to care for all living beings. I will help them to see the virtues of all Buddha. I will help them to see the oceans of all Buddhas. And I will help them to enter into all wisdom.
他说我用这样的方法，这样的思考模式来利益一切的苦恼众生。
So I use this kind of thinking and mentality and skillful means to help to benefit all sentient beings who are suffering.
我现在回来问菩萨们，我们在修行，当下你在修行，你是希望能够断灭生死的方法，是修这个方法呢，还是你是修不厌生死的方法？这是两个不同的层次哦。
So I want to ask you, what are you practicing right now? Are you practicing the ways to extinguish the cycle of birth and death, or are you practicing a method to not to get tired of birth and death? These are two different things.
每一个人都要表达你现在目前的状态。第一个，你是修断灭生死，就是我只要希望去西方极乐世界就好，就像这个在断灭生死。第二个是我希望就清楚生死，但是不厌生死。来来，表达一下，你是一的，请举手。
So
你们都不敢举手吗
？So now I want to do a little survey. First, are you practicing the method which will extinguish the misery of birth and death, and you know it will just go to the Western Pure Land and stay there forever? This is the first method. The second one is you will practice to clearly know, be aware of the birth and death, but not, you know, bothered by it or affected by that. So if you practice the first method, please raise your hand.
来，每个人都要表达，不能有第，不能有三种。来，
you have to
choose. 一的请举手。
Please raise your hand if you're
就一票。来，二的举手。
The second one.
哎，没有三的哦。请放下。
You have to choose either one or two because there's no other ways.
Okay. 是。其实你知道我们修大乘法，大乘法是什么？不畏生死，不离生死啊，你不要忘记了。我们为什么要去成佛？度为众生呢？为利有情愿成佛，这个成佛不是为了自己，欸，不是自我了脱，那就是大，那是小乘法，对吗？所以我们是清楚生死，但是不畏生死，不怕生死。对了对了，这才是大乘精神，欸，
Yes. So, if you only practice to get out of the cycle of birth and death, you're practicing the small vehicle. And if you follow the great vehicle, you know, we are not afraid of cycle of birth and death, and we will not actually leave this cycle of birth and death because we need to help deliver all sentient beings. That's the purpose of our practice.
你日常生活当中容不容易被病苦所恼？他说，啊，好痛，好苦，会吗？会，那怎么办呢？
So, will you get affected by your physical pains? Yes, if you do, what should we do?
生老病死这个十二因缘的流转是为了做什么？我不是刚跟大家讲吗？这是幻象，欸，对吗？你只是用这个色身来证明这个生老病死这个幻象而已啊。你要是被这个幻象所恼，被这幻象所执取，那就可惜了。你还是被生死执着了，会有病痛，一定会有，因为我们这个色身哦是业报身嘛，哈，这个业报身呢要吃这个五谷杂粮，粗重的业报身一定有生老病死的嘛，对吗？可是要慢慢的了解，生老病死其实是幻象，你要从生死当中去了解，不畏生死，也不离生死。
So how should we deal with the physical pain and the sufferings of birth, death, sickness? Well, we should understand those are all phenomenon or illusions, and we should not be affected by that. Because we understand this body is a karmic body, and it is bound to have all sorts of pains and sufferings. But since they are all illusions, and they're not, so we should not be affected by those.
我来纽约之后，我发现纽约有个现象非常的明显，是菩萨非常在乎天气，什么时候要下雪了，什么时候温度要下来了，什么时候温度要上来，我常常听到这个东西。这个就是我们被外相执取了，被外相执着了。
So after I came to New York, I noticed one thing that people really cared about the weather. When it's going to snow, when it's going to have a storm, people really bothered by that, affected by that. So I want to say those are all outside phenomenon things, shouldn't affect your mind that much.
所以你知道说，生活当中所有的静都是为了修行的，不是吗？一次一次去练，一次一次练，好。
So that's why I say all kinds of phenomena are just there for your practice, so you can practice again and again.
好，我们回来看，这个传师呢就跟这个善财童子讲说，他说呢，我还知道呢大海中的一切现象。开始讲了，第一个，我知道什么地方是宝洲，就是洲，你知道那个海里面有洲，就好像绿洲一样子，什么地方有宝贝的地方。什么地方有宝处宝类等等，甚至我亲知道一切清净的宝，怎么样出一切宝，出怎么样做一切宝，甚至我知道一切的宝器，一切的宝用，一切的宝境界，一切的宝光明，甚至我知道一切的龙宫、夜叉宫，一切有情众生所住的地方，我甚至还知道什么地方是漩涡，漩涡哈，然后呢，漩涡下面这个水下面的深浅，还有水波浪涛的远近。水色的好好恶等等，这个不同我都知道。
So the Guna advisor continues said, you know, I know this ocean completely. I know all the treasure islands in the ocean. I know all the deposits of precious substance, all the types of precious substance and all the sources of precious substance.I know how to refine, bore out, extract, and produce all precious substance, and I know all precious vessels, tools, and objects, and the light of all precious substance. I know the places of all water spirits, the agitation of all water spirits, and I know how to alleviate the danger of water spirits. And I know how to avoid all the dangers andVirpals, billows, and I know the color and depths of all the waters.
好，我们讲他讲那个漩涡，你不要认为说这是那个有相的漩涡，不是的。他只知道人的那个心事在那边流转不停的那个东西，牵流不断的那个东西。甚至于我们怎么样住在这个生住意灭当中呢？其实是讲说，其实应该谈的就是人是生死之流，念念牵流这个东西。所以其实他在透过这个当中。透过有形的这些当中，其实是知道这个无形的动作，知道无形这个生死牵流不断，生死意灭，这是我们心事流转的这个的东西。所以其实它是一个大善知识，从当中已经告诉善财童子，这些是修行的方法了。
So, when Sutra mentioned the whirlpool, the current, the water stream, do not think it's just refers to the physical water.Actually, it refers to our mind stream. Our mind stream constantly keeps going, and never stops. One thought after another thought. So use this metaphor. Actually, he was referring to our mind stream and how we got stuck in the cycle of birth and death.
他接着讲说，其实我也知道啊，这个日月星宿，这个星辰啊，他们在运转的情形。所以我知道怎么样会有白天啊，怎么样有晚上啊，早晨啊，中午的时间，时间是早还是晚。他这个讲还是从有相的东西谈到什么，谈到我知道众生的什么样的机缘到了，什么时候该说什么话，什么时候是事实该帮助他的时候。所以你听到这个话，其实你要了解的内容是这个东西。
And also he continued, I know the cycles of the sun, moon, stars, planets, and the lengths of the days and nights.So I know I know all this. And when you hear about these lines of sutras, do not just understand literally, just think, oh, he's talking about the timing of the, you know, moon, sun, planets. Actually, we should read between the lines and understand he was talking about, he understand when is a good appropriate time to teach sentient beings and when to help them remove their sufferings.
其实华严经里面用很多的譬喻在讲这个东西，所以你看华严经的时候，不要只是看表象，你就看到内的东西。下面讲说，我要知道怎么样做这个船，它的船呢，怎么样是铁造的，怎么样是木造的，怎么样是坚固的，怎么样是脆弱的，那它的零件是怎么样是出色的，或是怎么样是细滑的。这个表示什么？表示我们修行的过程，万行就是各种修行化是不一样的，有的时候是方便方法，有的是没有方便就是脆弱的，方便方法就是很坚固而且润滑的，所以我知道怎么样适时的时候给众生加一点油，让他们能够在这个航行，在这个生死海中能够顺畅无畏。
So throughout the sutra there's a lot of metaphors, so we should not just read literally. And the sutra went on continuing said, the Guna advice said, I also understand the ship, how to make the ship. Is the ship made of wood or steel? Is it solid or too weak or fragile? Or is all kind of parts or coarse or smooth? So this metaphor refers to, there were all kinds of skillful means to practice. So we should know how to use all kinds of method to help us to practice smoothly.
他现在讲说，我也知道这个水的大小，其实水代表什么？生死海。什么时候是有边，什么时候是无边的？甚至我知道风的逆顺。我们是不是听过什么八风吹不动，有吗？有没有听过哈？所以他用这个外向的这个自然界上这个风啊水啊，其实在了解我们修行的过程当中的这一切顺逆现象。他说一切的像我们刚刚前面讲的这些东西，他说安全的为相，我没有不了解的，所以我什么时候可以帮助他们停止，什么时候可以帮他们行，就因为我了解这些现象，所以我可以帮助众生。
And he said, I also understand the depth of water and the direction of wind, so I know when to anchor, when to sail. I understand when is dangerous, when is safe.
好，他就说我用那个上好的船，好的船啊，来载一切的伤重，然后呢一切货物，让他们行驶在这个安全的路上。这样你听懂了吗？其实就是大圣大的船，然后让又跟他们说法，让他们心生欢喜。然后呢我引导他们到宝舟，就是宝庄严的舟这样，给他们一切珍宝，让他们能够满足之后，要把他们送回去阎浮提。再来就是我用这个大船在轮回大海中，我从来没有让一个众生有所损伤。看听懂了吗？对，他说凡是有众生见到我的，听到我说法的，我让他永远都不害怕生死大海的危险，我一定让他证入一切智慧之海。
So the good no advisor said, I convey merchants to the treasury islands of their choice, pleasing them with spiritual conversation. Having enriched them with all kinds of jewels, I bring them back to this continent, and I have never lost a single ship. All who see me or hear my spiritual instruction are freed from all fears of sinking in the ocean of the mundane world.
你想想看他刚刚讲这些东西，那不就是佛菩萨的愿力吗？对吧？他说我用这个大船就是大圣佛法的方法，往返在这个轮回大海当中，从来没有让一个众生在这个轮回大海当中受到损伤，这不就是佛吗？佛用三圣法的方便法告诉我们，其实最后告诉我们是一圣法的方法，告诉你怎么样能够处理生死。
So if you read, if you truly understand those lines, you would understand this literally, this actually refers to the great vehicle because, people who follow the great vehicle, will deliver sentient beings and use all skillful means to help them and will help them get out of the cycle of birth and death. So they will never lost in the ocean of birth and death.
因为他谈到说，凡是你见过我的、听过我说法的哈，我一定让他证入一切智慧之海，其实就是成佛。我要菩萨，在你了解这么多经里面，有没有一个菩萨是发这样的愿的
？Because he mentioned whoever sees me or hear me, I will help them eventually become a Buddha. So I want to ask you, does that remind you, ring a bell? Does that remind you some bodhisattvas who?Give such a great vow.
有没有你们有没有想到还是等待法师给你们答案阿弥陀佛还有吗观世音菩萨还有吗地藏菩萨。地藏菩萨有一段话他讲说文就是说他就观世音菩萨就是佛跟观世音菩萨讲他就说你在娑婆世界有大因缘他说 若天若龙若男若女若神若鬼乃至六道众生听到闻如名者见如行者念慕如者赞叹如者这些众生都最后都能够成佛对吗其实地藏经讲地藏菩萨也是一样啊地藏菩萨佛跟这个佛是先跟观世音菩萨讲后来跟观世音菩萨讲说他说凡是有天人若男若女若现象时或见地藏菩萨形象或闻地藏菩萨名一沾一礼看到地藏菩萨的时候他说这些人他们就那个受天快乐永不堕三恶道其实你看他敢这样子说这都是大菩萨的发愿呢
Yes, so some people answered Yes, it reminded us of Amitabha Buddha also Avalokitesvara Bodhisattva and also Earth-storing Bodhisattva especially in the Earth-storing Bodhisattva Sutra it mentioned if men or women who hear me, see me, and praise me, I will help them never descend into the three evil paths. I will help them to reach enlightenment. So, yes, if Gunung Advisor says things like this, it shows that he's a great bodhisattva.
上个礼拜我们看听过师父的开示对吗？师父讲说这个善财童子本身就是菩萨嘛，哈，对吧？所以他参访的这53位善知识其实是从文殊菩萨开始介绍开始参访之后其实是他的善知识介绍他参访另外一位善知识这个当中这个53个方法其实就是成佛修行的方法每位菩萨发出来的愿都是一个成佛的愿所以你要看到这个东西不是一个故事一个故事听完就没事其实这就是告诉我们修行的方法
So during last lecture last talk we played 师父's video clip. Shifu mentioned Sudana himself is actually a bodhisattva and he went on the 53 visits and each visit is a method actually is a method and each Gunung Advisor has vows to reach Buddhahood.
他说善男子啊他说我唯独是这个方法叫做大悲床的行门若有见到我听闻我说法与我同住意念我的众生完全不会空过都会有所感应
So this Gunung Advisor said I have attained this enlightening liberation which is characterized by great compassion and the sound of flowing water and it is beneficial to see me hear me live with me and remember my name all the time and I will help them never leave a moment wasted
好就你刚刚听懂了吗你有没有感应啊有啦点头啦OK 好
So, do you hear that? Do you understand that? Do you feel his power that nothing will, that no effort will become in vain?
好那这个传师就跟他说我的方法就只有这样子啦你去参访另外一位善知识吧好
So then the Gunung Advisor said, well, this is all I know and you should go on to the next visit.
好我们来讨论一下这个善知识他讲的这些东西。
So let's pause and do a little bit discussion.
好这个婆斯罗传师齁 这个三知识的法门叫做菩萨大悲床法门。那前面我们记得有一个叫大光王，大光王就是他的城里面有很多道路嘛，每个道路有很多食物啊，你在旁边就可以拿到食物啊，他要跟他讲说你要什么就来拿，没有问题啊，但是你不要去抢别人东西啊，也不要害怕，你就来拿就好，这是大光王。大光王的方法叫什么？菩萨大悲床法门。他们一个是慈，一个是悲。这个大悲床法就是这个大光王他用的方法，就是他说他本身自己有28大人像嘛，80随行，然后呢他有用财师、法师、无畏师来布施一些众生，这是大光王。那我们回来讨论一下这个婆师罗传世的这个大悲床法门。
So this good knowing advisor Marina, his Dharma door is enlightened liberation characterized by great compassion. And if you remember, there was a previous good knowing advisor whose name was the King of Great Light. His Dharma door is characterized enlightened liberation characterized by great benevolence. If you remember, if you recall, his story was, he would do all kinds of giving, to sentient beings. He will give sentient beings all they need so they don't need to steal or to rob from other people, to harm other people. And he has great, physical characteristics of 15 great physical characteristics.
他给他们除了财师之外，还给他们法师，还有无畏师。
And not only, the King of Great Light give out food or material things, he would also give out, make offerings of Dharma, well, and also make offerings of fearlessness.
好，我们来问问什么叫做慈悲？什么叫慈？慈是叫与乐，悲是拔苦。慈就是给人家快乐，那悲就是把别人的苦拿掉。所以这个传师他的是大悲法门，所以他就说我先以世间的物质来满足他们愿望，之后我要佛法来跟他们分享，让他们得到欢喜，之后让他们修行断灭生死的方法，然后能够消灭这个爱欲的海，然后让这个我们这个爱欲的颠倒幻想能够断灭。
So I want to ask you, what is compassion and the benevolence, or metta? Compassion is, metta is giving happiness. And compassion is relief of suffering. So, metta is giving happiness to people. So, compassion is relief of suffering. So for this good knowing advisor, he would first satisfy sentient beings' material needs and fulfill their wishes, and then he will share dharmas with them, make them happy, and help them to practice the method of get rid of attachment and all wrong views.
修行断灭生死的方法，重点是断灭生死的方法。
And also the most importantly, help them to practice methods so they can extinguish the cycle of birth and death.
好，我们回来看哈，这甚至是这个善财童子遇到这个传师的时候，因为这个传师他擅长的是这个航海的知识嘛。所以他到了这边参访的时候，就发现他旁边围绕非常多人，他在跟他们讲海上行船的方法，包括行船的方法、大海的潮汐啊、日月星辰运行的方法等等这些东西，让他们同时呢，让他们怎么样能够避开这个海难等等，然后带领大众出航之后，让他们获得珍宝，然后又回来换航。所以这个船师他深知到大海的语言呢，所以用他的智慧跟他用他的智慧心跟大海沟通，不论是这个回旋啊、流转啊，或是狂风暴雨，他都能够顺利通过。这东西不是真的是就这个像哦，实际上是展到生死大海当中一些方法。
So this marine gunnel advisor, he's good at all knowledge about the ocean. So when Sudarna visited him, he was giving a talk about all the knowledge about the ocean, about sailing, and about how to navigate on the ocean, about the scene, about the sun, moon, and their operation, and about the knowledge about the ship, knowledge about the water, and knowledge about the wind, and how to avoid danger in the ocean. And he can lead the merchants go through, navigate the ocean and help them to find the treasures and return safely. So this good no advice really knows the language, the nature of the ocean. And no matter whether it's a whirl or danger or storm, he can navigate successfully.
好，跟大家讲一个故事哈。日本那时候有一个叫真言密宗哈，他有开山祖师叫做空海法师，可能大家听过。空海法师后来是一个非常有名的翻译易经师。在唐朝的时候，日本派了四艘船，从日本航到中国，就是那叫东唐嘛，唐朝。他是希望来中国，来唐朝来学习各种的文化。就这个船呢，从日本出来之后，第五天就遇到狂风暴雨。船在海上中飘来飘去，摇摇欲坠，哇，大家都很惊慌。那这个空海法师，他对这个应该说对这个整个宇宙非常的了解。这时候呢，他就走在那个船头上，船的头前面呢，就狂风暴雨，就对着苍天讲说：“他说这是天地在呼唤，这是苍天的心脏在跳动，这是苍天粗暴的在哭泣，整个宇宙是活的。”他说风跟雨都是活的，如果想要稳住这个狂风暴雨的话，就让自己变成风；想要制止这个暴雨的话，就让自己变成雨吧。所以空海法师把自己化成风，融入雨当中，用他的心跟大海沟通，跟风雨共舞，跟整个宇宙融合一气。其实最后主要是因为能够掌握自己的心，就能够掌握这个宇宙的脉动，甚至是大海的风涛。所以最后只有两艘船通过这个狂风暴雨，最后抵达那个福建的福州。这个是其中一艘船，这就是日本后来最有名的天台。另外这个就是这个开山，这个密教的开山就是空海法师。另外一艘船是谁？就是日本天台中最开始的叫做醉成法师。就这两艘船安全的从日本航行到中国的福州。
So I don't know if you heard the story of the first patriarch of one of the Japanese Buddhist esoteric sect called True Words. So their first patriarch, the first patriarch of that sect went to visit, came over to visit China during that time, during Tang Dynasty. So they started from Japan and came over China over the sea. After they were in the ocean, they encountered a great storm. And everyone was very scared because the ship was shaking and it was very dangerous. And at the time, Master Kong Hai said, he went out on the ship and said, look at the sky and said, well, this is, you know, the words and the expressions from the sky and the earth, and the whole universe is life, and the wind and the rain is life too. So if we want to stay safe and control this storm, we have to let us become the storm as well. So let us become the wind, let us become the rain. So Master Kong Hai, maybe his mind completely involved with the storm and communicated with the sea, communicated with the storm, transformed into this storm and become the one. His mind and the storm, the whole universe becomes one. So because he can control his mind, he was able to eventually control the storm and the scene. So during this this storm, there's only two ships left was able to reach China safely. And one is Master Konghai's ship. The other one was Master Zui Chen's ship, who is the first patriarch of Tiantai sect in Japan.
我发现英文还真的不能表达那个中文的那个境界、哦、
So it is hard to express in English what Chinese can convey.
我想他讲说他在传统他讲说这是天地在呼唤这是苍天的心脏在跳动、啊、这个英文要怎么翻
So, yeah, so in the Chinese literature it says, this is, I think English can do that. It's just, my English is not good enough. I think English literature can do that. I don't know how to translate who, why anyone has good ideas. It's, echoing from the sky. Or calling, yeah. It is calling from the earth and the sky. And is the jumping heart, of the sky, and it is sobbing. I guess you really have to understand those what those means. I mean, actually in Chinese, I don't even understand what he was trying to say. So it is really hard to find the right word in English, I guess.
重点是说，他说，能够掌握自己的心，就能够掌握宇宙的脉动，这是大海的浪涛，这什么意思啊？你能不能掌握自己的心？掌握不了自己的心，你就随外境所转了啦，对吗？就是这样子，不是吗？
So the important part is, he said, if you can control your own mind, you can get a hold of the vein of the cosmos.
How? 另外一个故事哈，我想你们最近都有看一个片子，《The Life of Pi》，有吗？少年奇幻之旅，李安导演，你们看过这个片子吗？好，来，我们来看一下这个片子。
So I believe you must have seen the movie The Life of Pi, which is directed by 李安。
因为我觉得这个电影哈、啊，就是表现生活当中现实的状态，所以你会从电影当中看到非常多的佛法。好 ，OK， 我们讲说这个因缘际会下，这个派呢就跟他的父母亲就离开嘛，哈，离开远渡重洋。在海上经过一段的海上之旅，这个出海不仅没有几天之后遇到这个暴风雨，对吧？你们看到遇到这个暴风雨，结果他的父亲、母亲呐、啊，其他人很多人就在这个难中死亡生了。在风雨暴后之后呢，这个派就看到这个动物啊，动物这个原始本性，所以那时候仅存的有几个动物，有没有那个猎狗啊，哈、哦，还有斑马啊，还有猩猩啊，就慢慢死亡。甚至这个孟加拉虎，他们开始就是彼此之间，大家为了生存嘛，哈，彼此有吞食的现象，就开始要么对立呀、啊、惊慌啊、逃逸啊。那、啊、当然在当中，这个派也是跟这只老虎有这样对立现象嘛，哈。他经过了220多天，直接是227天的这个海上的生活之后，最后一直到走到墨西哥湾。那当然在当中你可以看到，刚开始的时候，对他随外境所转。所以这个派的心非常的不安定，看到这个老虎会害怕，看到生活环境会害怕。可是慢慢你可以看到，这过程当中你看到他慢慢可以掌握自己的心，掌握这个心的时候，他就能够掌握这个孟加拉虎的脉动，最后一直到他能够获救。重点就是回到语言上告诉我，能够掌握自己的心，才有办法掌握外境。
So, The movie, The Life of Pi, talks about Pi and his family boarded the ship and went overseas. But unfortunately, the ship encountered a storm and all Pi's family passed away in the storm. And Pi witnesses the wildness nature of the animals because there, if you remember, on his ship there's a hyena, zebra, ape, an ape.And so he witnessed those, and also a tiger, Bengal tiger, of course. And so eventually he witnessed how, the hyena, zebra, ape, died one by one. And eventually on the ship, there's only one, tiger left. So he lived with that tiger on that tiny boat for, 227 days until they got rescued.So from the beginning, Pi was scared and didn't know what to do. And eventually he learned how to master his own mind And eventually because he mastered his own mind, he was able to live peacefully together with that tiger until they got rescued. So the important thing is, because he eventually was able to calm down and, you know, be mindful and master his own mind, he was able to live with a tiger for such a long period.
好，最后我们来看一下，在这个当中呢，这个三只是提到一个东西叫大海，对吗？这个大海其实就是我们讲到我们的生死的海，包括我们生死的欲望的生死的欲海。我们在这个欲海当中，生死轮回，生死轮回，生死轮回。那这个大海当中，有时候是狂风暴雨啊，也有漩涡啊、急流啊，有时候是充满宝藏。但这些宝藏，你要是不进入这个生死大海当中，是没有办法获到、没有办法得到的嘛？你看这个色身不是这样子吗？你今天没有这个色身，你没办法听闻佛法呀，没办法修行啊。所以这个生死大海当中的这种种一切的苦难，都是为什么？为了让我们的感同身受，让我们体验，除了体验自己，也体验众生这个修行身心的苦。所以，当你都体验到这个轮回的苦的时候，生一个念头。叫做火焰化红莲，这个时候你就能够发起一个度脱的心，度脱的决心。当这个心发起的时候，就是大圣佛法的珍宝。透过这个火焰化红莲这个心，在生死大海当中，这个从狂风暴雨当中去度脱生死，这个就是真正我们这一生沦为有这个色身的这个人生的非常重要的一个因素。
And also in this story, it emphasized the ocean. And the ocean is a symbol of the ocean of our desires. And we are experiencing the sufferings of samsara in this ocean. And sometimes this ocean is, pretty stormy, terrible, but at the same time, it's also full of treasures. Just like this physical body. If you don't have this physical body, you cannot start practice. So in this samsara, in this suffering ocean, there are also treasures. And we need to experience all these sufferings. And only when we can, identify those sufferings, the flames will turn into red lotus and will help us to, giving rise a resolution of seeking liberation. So when we give rise to the Bodhi mind, this is the unsurpassed treasure and the great vehicle.
好，所以这个禅师呢，他在这个生死大海当中来度众生，修种种的苦恨，他就发愿说，凡是有看到我、见到我的、听到我说法的、与我同行同住的。意念我的众生也完全不会空过有所感应，所以从这当中他转化出什么大悲法、大悲愿海、大悲法门。所以什么叫大悲？大悲就是不畏生死、不离生死，从当中证入一切的智海，这就是他的法门。
And also he mentioned, in this ocean of samsara andIf you can, remember me, hear me, see me, live with me, I will help you to turn the suffering into great compassion, and eventually every moment of your practice will not be in vain, and you will not be afraid of birth and death, and eventually realize all wisdom.
好，所以这个善知识的法门就是告诉我们不畏生死，不离生死。生死就是菩提。
So the takeaway point for this good knowing advisor is do not be afraid of birth and death, and do not leave this cycle of birth and death, and that is, that the Bodhi, the practice of Bodhi mind.
好，我现在想还有15分钟，还有15分钟，我们讲一个善知识的东西可能太短，好，我们先停在这个地方。有没有问题？
So there's now there are 15 minutes left. It's not enough time for next good knowing advisor. So maybe it's time to do a Q&A session. Does anyone have any questions?
需要时间酝酿是吗？
So you need time to think about it?
You mentioned one of the two choices from one of your questions, maybe a path or an approach of not having fear and moving forward or something. Could you say that you could have fear but move forward anyhow on that path?
他问什么?
Which is the last Guno advisor?
Early on, there was a choice, only two approaches or two paths or something.
You mean the small vehicle and the gray vehicle? Oh,
yeah.
The one
yeah.
she asked us to raise hands?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And one of them was no fear, you're not afraid, and you're moving forward
right.
on that path. Could you say that that path is, you could also define it as being afraid, but moving forward in spite of the fact that you're afraid?
I don't think she meant that, but let me ask. 他说就是说我们刚刚不是我们刚提到小声和大声一个不畏生死就是不畏生死一种是不畏生死但第二种就是说不畏生死不离生死他说能不能有第三种就是说虽然害怕生死但是还是勇往直前哦well, yeah, that your approach actually the second way, because you're afraid of death and birth. You're afraid of that. You're there are fear, but you still move forward. So you do not leave this world, this samsara. So actually, your approach will be the second way. So that's the differences of the small vehicles, the great vehicles, right? Under the small vehicle practice, you just want to get rid of all the suffering altogether. You do not want to deal with this world at all, right? So that's the rich arhat ship and rich nirvana will never come out again. The great vehicle, that's not the purpose. The purpose is deliver sentient beings in this world. So you do not afraid of the birth and death. You come back to this world to deliver sentient beings. But you're saying you have the fear, but you're still with this world. You move forward. So
I was saying that then the great vehicle, you have the fear, but you still want to deliver sentient beings,
yeah.
So you move forward anyhow.
Exactly.
So you don't have the prerequisite isn't not having fear. Is
right.
You can have fear and still move, be in the great vehicle.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
他就是说，不管是大声小声，他就是说，就是说他有，我们不需要不畏生死，他就是他还是害怕生死，但是他还是选择继续前进。
其实应该这样讲哈，其实我们刚开始修学后，我们都害怕生死，不是吗？我们会害怕病痛嘛，对吗？生老病死是我们害怕的事情呢。可是当中你要知道说，这个色身。就是因为从生老病死当中我们了解一切现象都是幻想从当中你知道这个色身其实就是用来修行的道器我们后来发现通过这个色身的修行我们可以帮助更多的众生啊。从这个害怕生死当中其实已经脱离这个生死能够不畏生死你看所有的菩萨最后一生一定要反度娑婆做什么度众生啊。面对生死面对病痛对、
yeah.So 法师said, yes, you're right. Actually, in the beginning, we all start from like a fearing or a fearing of the, you know, the birth and death, aging and sickness. It's natural. It's natural to feel that way. But that's how we got our practice. We start practice and we start to realize all those actually are just phenomena. They're not necessarily something to be afraid of. It's just phenomena and they're impermanent. And then,And once you realize that, you're not affected by those anymore. So that's how you're not afraid of them anymore. And then you turn around to help others to realize that.
Okay, thank you. 还有吗?
Any other questions?
哎，我们都是喜欢听嘛，哈，听进去就好了，这样子是吧？有没有稍微动一下？有没有问题？其实生活当中、生命当中非常多的问题。随时都有问题，只是不好意思在当场问出来吗
？So we are all used to just sit quietly and listen to the talks. But actually, I believe everyone has a lot of questions. You know, in daily life.
你们会觉得说听了这些都是听故事。好 ，OK, please.
Hi, thank you very much for the teachings. You mentioned the phrase, the English phrase that we were given was, when the Bodhisattva's on the boat, there's a big storm, everybody's afraid. The Bodhisattva then, his mind becomes the storm. That was what we heard in English. How does that happen? What is the process that he goes through to have his mind become the storm?
他就是就我们的外境都是意包环境，就是正报环境所划线的，对吗？所以我们能控制自己的心的时候，就能够控制外境啊。对，
其实我也不清楚，他说您说的话是说他的身体就不见了，变成
不是
一化为，还只
是不是他的，应该是他的意念，他的意念。
Okay, so actually, I further clarified with Fa Shi whether it's his physical body disappeared or transformed into the wind or rain, but actually it's not that way. So Fa Shi said.That means he understands the nature, understands the universe, how it operates. His mind understands them completely. That's why I guess he can navigate.
你可以跟他讲说，我们易爆环境是正爆环境的划线，所以了解正爆环境的时候，就可以控制易爆环境。这个是很重要的观念哦。一切的易爆环境都是正爆环境所划线的。
So the environment we see, the environment we're in are the manifestation of, I don't know how to translate 正报, anyone has a good idea?
就是我们这个色身,我们这个色身。
Oh, okay. So we have the environment and I, the physical body, I and the environment. So your environment actually is a manifestation of, from you.
Right.
So,
okay. I thought that might be it. I mean, I was reading the Chan magazine this morning before I came. Guo Zhengfeshi's discussion of the Surangama Sutra in one of the recent versions. He talks about how, and this is something that we've all heard many times, that for the enlightened person, they do not have a dualistic consciousness.
Right.
Right. They don't think in terms of, well, I'm over here and the, and everything else is over there.
Right.
And,they're there and I'm here and there's this big separation. Enlightened people don't think that way.
Yeah.
They accept that it's all unified.
是,
Everything
right,
is really
是,
interconnected. Yeah. What looks like it's different out there isn't really different. On the ultimate level, it's not different. And you are the storm, right? So,
yeah, yeah.
You know, when he comes out, I can see him, well, I am this storm, you know, so why should I be afraid of it?Right.
Yeah, I think unified is
unified 是个很好的词。
Yeah,
对的，对
，we should use unified.
Yeah.
So basically, his mind unified with his environment. That's how he can navigate the storm.
Okay, 谢谢 ，Thank you.
Yep.
还有吗？
哦，是吗？我都没有意识到。然后我们刚刚这个菩萨就是问到，就是问到刚刚就是我们在讲的日本这个法师的故事，这个真言宗空海法师的故事，他是怎么样能够经历这个暴风雨的，能够最后安全到达中国。就是说他的就这个菩萨的问题，就是说他到底是怎么化成这个风和雨。然后我当时我也其实也没有理解，我以为是他，我不知道是不是他的身体就不见了，然后化成风和雨跟他调。但实际上不是说他身体不见了，而是说他的心啊和这个外境合一，就是说一个作为一个开悟者，他是没有二元区别，说这是我以外的其他环境，他的心和这个环境是融合为一体的，所以他能够对这个风和雨了如指掌，知道如何能够操作，可以安全的到达，
对吧？很好哈，对，所以还是要。了悟自己的心，控制自己的心，能够了解清楚自己的心。
So it's important to be the master of your own mind. That's the most important thing.
Yes.